9:35 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Midday 180 is coming up at 10 o'clock live from Indy, where the NFL Combine continues. You can find this guy at Brick Wall Blitz. His name's Johnny Kensley. He writes for Titans MCM, several other teams, including lots of interesting stuff about quarterbacks and his deep ball project, talking about throwing downfield. We'll talk about that in a moment. Johnny, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Did you have Kyler Murray at over 5'10 as they measured him this morning?
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, you're right there with me then, saying no, he's going to be 5'9".
Yeah, we had a whole thing on our show as how where he would measure. I want to ask you about the deep ball project you did. Two of the top seven in the rankings as far as throwing the deep ball are from the AFC South. Andrew Luck at number one and Marcus Mariota at number seven. Explain what all goes into the research.
All right, well, what goes into research is every throw of 21 yards or more in the air gets charted. Previously, in my previous four editions, this is my fifth edition of the deep ball project. I would chart every throw of 16 yards or more in the air. I decided to make a change on that this year because I wanted to be like a little more quote unquote authentic. So I decided to put every throw that was at least 21 yards or more in the air. And what I do is I don't just chart completions and attempts and completion percentage. I also do accuracy out of as many attempts and accuracy percentage, which is what I consider the main stat of my deep ball project. And as you mentioned, Andrew Luck and Marcus Mariota were in the top seven. Luck was actually number one in that category. He was the only one that went to at least 60% on his accuracy percentage, while Mariota had like a little over 53%. So while Andrew Luck did have like he had greater stats on his downfield accuracy, Mariota managed to be in the ballpark, or in this case, football stadium. It's the same thing, really. He managed to be in the same ballpark when it came to his downfield accuracy, and that's a little of what goes into the data. I also put in some new stats for this season. I decided to put in areas of the left, middle, and right. I decided to put all those areas in because why not? And then I also put in air yards, yards after the catch, and these things which I like to call accurate incompletions and inaccurate completions. Accurate incompletions are where I take a look at passes where it wasn't caught, but it was accurate. Those can include flat-out drops, plays the receiver did not make a catch at the contest didn't make a catch at the catch point, or just didn't really run the correct route, or didn't get 2 feet in on a sideline throw. And inaccurate completions are the exact opposite. They take a look at a completed pass, but not exactly an accurate one. For example, perhaps a play where the receiver didn't need to adjust. He was probably pressed wide open for a touchdown, yet he had to adjust significantly to try and make the play happen.
So lots of different elements that go into it. Johnny Kensley is our guest, writes for Titans MCM. You can check out his deep ball project. Interesting stuff.
Johnny, I guess I want to ask you about Marcus's. I guess you believe some of the throws that where he was just average or below average. Were there anything in your research, or maybe when he was injured and he was out there playing and having nerve problem? Did you see anything or find anything there?
A few actually. I found on throws of 26 to 30 yards, 36 to 40 yards, throwing to his left, throwing to his right. Pressure open window. He was below average on all of those. So I'll just run it through with you guys. 26, 30 yards, he was actually 27th in deep accuracy. 36 to 40 yards, he only threw one attempt. He was 29th in there, so it's a very small sample size, so I wouldn't really put much investment in that. Throwing to his left, he was actually 20th in accuracy. throwing to his right, he was also 24th in accuracy. I think what really stood out was that he was actually second in accuracy throwing to his middle. He was at 85.71%, and I think he had a a higher sample size than the guy above him, which I believe was Lamar Jackson. Under pressure was actually something where he took a significant decline, because in 2017 he was actually second in deep accuracy against pressure. He had like 71.4%. That's including throws of 16 plus yards. So the accuracy is going to go down for everyone in regards to this season. But this season, Mariota had the 20th highest accuracy on throws, deep throws under pressure, where it was 37.5%. So that was a significant downgrade from last season. Throwing to open windows, like open receivers in this case, was where he was surprisingly bad, actually. Last season he was third at 92.3%, and he was 28th this year with an accuracy percentage of 58.3%. And obviously you got to look at that that hand injury that he had throughout the season. That definitely had an effect on his accuracy and his comfort throwing the ball. But those are the spots where he was below average. I believe he finished in the top five in five of those stats. So it did offset whatever issues he had throwing the ball downfield.
Johnny, what I thought was interesting is how good Marcus was throwing into tight windows, you know, making the more difficult throws. But with all that being said, why don't you give me two or three categories that you feel like, you know, best measures exactly how good how good these quarterbacks are, you know, and in your mind, is Mariota maybe the exception to the rule when you look at his touchdowns and interceptions and stuff like that, as opposed to what you've gotten out of your study?
Yeah, I would say that Mariota is definitely an odd exception when it comes to his raw statistics. I'm pretty sure he had like 11 touchdowns this season, but watching him, I don't know. I've never really been one to just base my research mainly off of touchdowns and interceptions, and oddly enough, he's been in some inadequate environments. The offensive line really wasn't all that good this year, and we could go on for days about the receiving corps. It was very limited outside of Corey Davis and the injury to Delanie Walker did not help at all. So you mentioned the categories that he stood out in, and I felt like tight window especially. He was second in accuracy this season at 50%. He was tied with I think two other guys, Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins. Those guys were also at 50%. Last year he was fifth in that category. He was at 50.7%. But like I mentioned, while that percentage is a little higher than it was this year, that also includes throws of 16 plus air yards, whereas this one does not. And it includes all throws of 21 plus air yards. So his accuracy percentage of 50% exactly is a lot more impressive this season than last season.
Johnny Kensley, thanks so much. Really interesting stuff. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. You can find him at Brick Wall Blitz, NFL writer for Titans, MCM, among others. And interesting study about the throwing of the deep ball. And again, two of the top seven were from the AFC South. Andrew Luck was number one at 60% on passes of 21 yards and more, and Marcus Mariota at 53% at number seven. 9:45, this is the Wake Up Zone. We come back. The numbers are in on Kyler Murray. If you haven't heard, we'll have those for you when we come back. This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.